Poland, James Warren, our winner on trivia. This is the Atlanta Rhythm Section, ARS, WCCO-FM. Oh, I like that. Dog Days, Atlanta Rhythm Section. Congratulations again to Jim Warren of St. Paul, our winner of that Wilson T2000 tennis racket on trivia. In highlights from our WCCO-FM News Bureau at 9 before 11, Hurricane Anita continues to head west, picking up strength en route to the Texas Gulf Coast. The National Weather Service says it expects to issue a hurricane warning for portions of the coast early tomorrow. Twins went down tonight, although we put our 1,000,000th fan across the turnstiles at a Metropolitan Stadium. It was the Oakland Athletics 4-3 over Gene Mauch's crew. Got a clear sky and 62 degrees. Good music by Jennifer Warnes, WCCO-FM. Turn to me and
say, hi, come on in out of the rain. I'm Tony Tennille, and the captain and I feel so good about our new album that we just had to share it with you.
Captain, silver-tongued devil that he is. They're both very nice people. Oh, you had an opportunity to be around last Saturday afternoon when they stopped in here for about three-quarters of an hour prior to their performance at the grandstand on Sunday night at the fair. They are just the sweetest people. Clear in 62 at CCO-FM. This is England Dan, John Ford Coley, and we'll check news from ABC. Clear sky, 62 degrees in the Twin Cities from WCCO-FM 103, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Good evening. I'm Tom Ambrose reporting from our WCCO-FM News Bureau. Minnesota Congressman Arlen Stangeland has been released from a Moorhead hospital and plans to recuperate for several days at his Barnesville area farm. The 7th District Republican lawmaker underwent an appendectomy a week ago and was released from the hospital yesterday. He expects to return to Washington when Congress reconvenes on September 7th. Western Electric couldn't work this past day because it had no electricity. The firm, which employs about 400 people in Minneapolis plant, sent its workers home this morning because there was no power. Lightning apparently knocked out a line during last night's storm. The firm is a subsidiary of American Telephone and Telegraph and builds and repairs telephone sets and other equipment. In sports, the Oakland A's won their 7th in their last 8 starts, beating our Minnesota Twins 4-3 tonight at the Met. Wayne Gross slammed a 2-run homer in the 5th, and Jerry Tabb sacrificed fly in the 6th, scored what turned out to be the winning run. Winner Doc Medich combined with Doug Blair on a 6-hitter. Minnesota's Paul Thermisgard was charged with the loss. Now more news from ABC.
Park reportedly indicted. I'm David Leslie, ABC Contemporary News.
They've got the sharpest pencil in town.
Iden Chevrolet, 6701 Brooklyn Boulevard off Freeway 694 in Brooklyn Center.
Clear to partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. There is a 20% chance of a shower developing late Thursday, a 50% chance of a thunderstorm tomorrow night, and then clear skies again on Friday. Low tonight and tomorrow, mid-50s. High Thursday and Friday, mid-70s. We did 78 this afternoon, 75 normal for this time of year. We have variable winds tonight, mostly northwesterly, 5 to 10 miles per hour, and then southerly a bit further on into the going tomorrow. Right now, a south wind, make that a west wind at 4. The barometer rising, relative humidity still very high, 87%. As a matter of fact, it is going up, clear sky, and we are at 61 degrees. Around our CCO-FM region this evening, it is 62 now at Ellendale. It is 58 at Malacca. It is 61 at Forest Lake and 61 in our metropolitan St. Paul, Minneapolis-type Twin Cities. 3 after 11, closing out the month of August here. Also a Wednesday night, I'm Tom Ambrose, Terry Davis at 12. This is Mac McAnally.